Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your game recap of the Chiefs 34-14 loss to the Green Bay Packers here in the fourth preseason game. I'm with Voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, as we talk about what we saw from the game tonight. Mitch, obviously a little frustrating of a game. What were your thoughts?
Well, you just can't have all those penalties. I mean, it was much like the Carolina game where it wasn't just penalties, BJ. And these were damaging penalties. One, it kept Green Bay on the field early, where it looks like they had them off the field, and then either DPI or legal contact or whatever. And then there was also some critical penalties that wiped out big offensive plays. The fourth down series later when Aaron Murray was out there, but then Nile Davis had a 25-yard run that was wiped out because of illegal hands to the face. And then, you know, the secondary got picked on some tonight, so that's all going to get cleaned up. I can trust Andy Reid. I know he can do it. I think he's a top coach in the NFL. But now the time is at hand. It's time to get it because it starts for real.
Something that really jumped out to me tonight was Mike McGlinn, player signed just 48 hours ago. Spent 3 years with Coach Reid in Philadelphia. But 2 days ago, he signs. He starts at left guard tonight.
Well, and when I introduced him at the kickoff lunch, it was just minutes after we signed him. It was like, I'm down here, and it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take you on my team. And he was even working out, think he's going to play center, but I think he's going to be a great addition to this team. I looked him up. He's had no holds in the last 2 years and 30 starts. He's played in 5 postseason games, and he does know Andy's system. I think he's going to be a big asset for this team. Big asset.
Sticking on the offensive side of the ball, another guy has had a great preseason, in my opinion. Had another good night tonight with Cyrus Gray.
Yep, and he makes something out of nothing a lot of times, or he'll make what should be a 3-yard gain into a 13-yard gain. Then I was encouraged by Bray's 45-yard bomb. I know he got hurt, so did A.J. Jenkins, so we'll monitor that. But Jenkins made a great catch on that play. But Tyler's got great arm strength to the outside. We've talked about that. But then for Jenkins to complete the play, we said you got to block it, throw it, and catch it. And that happened. I thought it was going to flip the game in the Chiefs' favor, and then Green Bay was able to come back. But they're just got to clean things up. And then the injuries we're going to monitor, and then 704 guys get cut now over the next several hours. And the Chiefs, of course, have that unenviable task of doing that. But then they'll also look at who gets cut by the other teams. And so we learned that lesson last year.
Yeah. I think between the injuries they had tonight, hopefully they're not too serious, all the cuts, there's a lot of changes coming up. But the bottom line is everything that's happened in the preseason is frustrating and is down as some things have been, like penalties, like you mentioned. The bottom line is it starts over.
Yeah, it starts over. Yeah, I don't mean to be, negative. It's just that stuff can't happen in the regular season. But this team's got some playmakers. We haven't seen Jamal since the first series of preseason. DeAnthony Thomas didn't have him do much tonight, nor did Kelsey. We all know these guys can make plays, and they're going to unleash it against the Tennessee Titans. So now coming up after the cuts, Red Friday's going to be huge. Come to Union Station, and then that stadium needs to be just rocking when the Titans come in that first Sunday.
Absolutely. A lot to look forward to as the Chiefs get ready for the first preseason game at home at Arrowhead Stadium against Tennessee. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with Voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.